Yes, I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify. Let this life within me cry. I know my Redeemer lives. I want you to sing about it. I know my Redeemer lives. Yes, I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify. Let this life within me cry. I know my Redeemer lives. Sing it for me. I know my Redeemer. I know He lives.
My Redeemer.
Oh, sing it to Him.
Let all creation testify.
Say praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Now give Jesus Christ a big hand clap. Sing it one more time for me. Sing it one more time with everything you got.
I know my Redeemer.
Oh, I know my Redeemer lives. Hallelujah.
Let all creation testify. Let this life within me grow.
Oh, I know my Redeemer. He lives. Well,
I know
my Redeemer. He lives. Yes, I know my Redeemer. Let all creation
testify that this life within me
grows. Oh,
I know
my Redeemer, He lives. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. I know we're crowded in here tonight, but that's a good thing. Turn around, shake somebody's hand and tell them this. My Redeemer is alive. My Redeemer is alive tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sing it one more time for me.
I know my Redeemer.
Oh, He's alive tonight.
I know my Redeemer.
Love you, buddy. Appreciate you. God bless you. God bless you, brother. Appreciate you. Always God bless.
Let his life within me cry. I know. My Redeemer.
I know he's alive. One more time. I know. My Redeemer. He lives. Yes, I know. My Redeemer. The Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Isn't it good to be back in the house of the Lord? Did we have camp meeting here last night? Did you enjoy the word of the Lord? Wasn't it outstanding? Hallelujah. And today over at the pavilion, I trust everybody had a great time. We appreciate everybody showing up, and You did a wonderful job. Let me just say, all those that helped and did what you did, God bless you. And there's three brothers. Give them a nice hand tonight. There's three brothers that wanted me to especially recognize them tonight for their job they did at the pavilion. And that's Brother Jerry Phillips, Brother Wayne, and little William Smith. They separated all the drinks and put the ice in the tubs, and they thought they done really something big. So that's all right. Praise the Lord. Well, it's Saturday night, and you know, the Saturday night out in the world, buddy, they just have a big time. But I'm going to tell you, the time they're going to have can't touch the time we're fixing to have in here tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now we got a brother and sister here tonight. He told me today that from their house to here by car is 30 hours. And they're here with us tonight in these services. They're from Bolivia. They're living in Saskatchewan, Canada right now. And their dream is to move here. Raise your hand, brother. God bless you. Raise your hand, you and your wife. Give those folks a nice hand tonight. Praise the Lord. And we've got a whole lot to do tonight, and we've got so many wonderful singers. Certainly, we're not going to be able to get to everybody. But here's what we're going to do. At the end of the service, we have got a special, special treat for you. You don't want to miss it. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but you don't want to miss it. It's going to be good. And then everything that happens from now till then is going to be great. And it's going to be really good. So you just enjoy it. By 9 or 10 o'clock, they're just now, they're not even left for the bars yet. So they're getting ready. 9 or 10 o'clock, they'll be getting wound up. I don't care if we're here till midnight. If the Lord's in it, I don't care. Do you? Praise the Lord. Just before we look at our prayer request, let me make this announcement. There will not be any Sunday school in the morning due to the overflow of folks being with us in the service. So remember, no Sunday school in the morning. These prayer requests, we want to remember Sister Ruth Ward in prayer. She's not feeling well tonight, so let's remember that need. Brother Wes and Sister Jessica Gilbert says, we would like for our church family to know that we will be moving out of state because of a job situation. I have been praying about this for months. I just wanted everyone to know so nobody thinks that we have quit church or wonder where we are. We love you all. Please pray for us as we make this change. May God bless you. So we're certainly going to pray for Brother Wes and his wife, that the Lord will just be with them. An unspoken, urgent prayer request the Lord knows all about. Please pray for Sister Rachel Estep, who will be having some nodules removed from her thyroid this Thursday at 7:30 a.m. at Franklin Woods Hospital. So remember that. Please pray for my sister Brenda. She needs a miracle in her life. Thank you, and may God bless. Sister Irene Pierce sends that in. Brother Mike Johnson says, Sister Gertie Bogus went home to be with the Lord Jesus on Good Friday after a brief battle with cancer. Please be in prayer for the family she left behind as they make plans for the memorial celebration of her life. The details are yet to be determined, so we certainly pray for that family. I want to pray for Jane Laster. She is not feeling well due to chemo treatment, so let's remember that prayer request tonight as we pray. And this announcement, there were some keys found in the parking lot. They are in the library. Also, items left at the pavilion are on a shelf out in the lobby. So if you left anything over there, you can pick it up tonight. All the unspoken prayer requests, I know there's many needs among us. Brother Belton, where are you at tonight? Where is Brother? Come and pray over these prayer requests, if you will. Brother Belton, God bless you. Let's join our brother in prayer. Give him a nice hand. We appreciate We so appreciate our brother. He stayed over, headed home, and they stayed with us. God bless you. Appreciate you, buddy. That's all right, buddy.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us all bow. Our Heavenly Father, as we come, ever looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, what a privilege and a blessing it is to be gathered together around your people with like precious faith. Lord, we ever continually pray for our precious brother Donnie and his wife and family and the saints here and the ministers, the visiting ministers here. We pray that you bless each and every one and the saints around the world, your people, Lord. And Father, you've heard all the requests that was read and the praises, the testimonies. Father, and you know every heart and you know every hand that was lifted.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, you said in your word we could make our requests known unto thee. So we are looking to you. You're the omnipotent one. Hallelujah. Oh, God. And Father, we thank you for being in our presence tonight. So we are asking you, Lord, to meet every need according to your will, according to your riches and glory. Lord, you said it will be exceedingly above what we can ask or even think. So we're not limiting you tonight. Father, we're looking to the God that all things are possible. It's unlimited what you can do. So, Father, we trust you even to be on the scene to meet every need. We commit these requests in your name, Father. We commit them all unto thee. Thank you for all things. Bless your anointed vessel tonight. Use him to your honor and your glory. Saturate every soul with the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And Lord, we know that one can put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000 demons to flight. And Father, we are here on one heart, one mind, one accord, and we are putting the devil on the run tonight. He and his host. Hallelujah. Because he's afraid of that word and he's afraid of that blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother David. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless our brother. Ushers, if you want to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering, and we've got a host of visitors. God bless you. We're glad to have every one of you here tonight. Appreciate you being here. Give our visitors a nice hand tonight. And all those that are streaming the service, pray it'll be a great blessing to them. May God. Now, we're going to do something just a little bit different tonight. For Sister, yes, thank you, Brother Donnie. For Sister Mullins, Brother Fred's queen, we're going to sing a song. Kenneth Lenuel, she said, I've listened to Lenuel's records since I was a little girl, and I never did hear him sing in person. So she's going to get to hear you sing in person tonight, buddy. You can be seated. This will be the congregational. You all join in. Let's sing this song together. Eliezer, tell me more. Are you glad to hear what Eliezer's got to say? Yeah. Yep. Let's all sing together now.
Eliezer was sent to get a bride for Isaac. Found Rebecca in a far distant land. believed every word he told her. She left home following a man to a place she'd never been before, to marry a man she'd never seen. She loved to hear him tell about Isaac following this camel train. Eliezer, tell me more. What's Isaac really looks like? I've never seen him, yet I'm to be his bride. You say he has a home for me. I can't wait to walk through the door.
On this journey to meet Isaac, Rebecca said, I'm thirsty and it's hot. Eliezer said, don't worry, here's some ever-present water from the rock. She said, I'm hungry, do you bring something to eat? I hear some spiritual food in due season for you. I brought everything you'll need.
Eliezer, have you seen him? What's he really like? Yes, I've seen him in a sage field late one night, his garment blowing in the wind. Then I spoke his name. I said, Jesus. He turned and looked at me. Now I've never been the same.
Say it with us.
Eliezer, tell me more. What size you really look like? I've never seen him, yet I'm to be his bride. You say he has a home for me. I can't wait to walk through the door. Oh, I want to see him. Eliezer, tell me more. Oh, Eliezer, tell me more.
Fred Mullins, Brother Fred, God bless you.
And maybe you will understand how this came to be. At the age of 20-some years old, I come up here. I met a young man. Brother Dale Potter was a good friend of mine, still is. I heard about a fellow coming out of Kentucky. Never met him before. And they say he's burning the field up preaching. And so, fellow said, Brother Fred, I met a man that preaches just as hard as you, and he's young and he's strong. And said, you'd love to meet him. And Brother Potter gave me a tape of him, and I said, who is this fella? He said, they call him Donnie Reagan. Well, at that time, my wife Josh hadn't born yet. So, and Josh would be 25 his birthday, and David was the baby. And at that time, I was traveling overseas, and we still hadn't met. And I was trying to make my way to meet this young man that they was talking about was such a strong preacher. I like strong preachers because Jonathan and David was pretty tight. And I said, if I can find somebody that's tight like me, we can burn the field up. But then I found out he was pastoring. So that still left me on the field by myself. So I told Dale, I said, I'm going to find out who can get hold to get me tied up with this brother. Because I'm just a country boy who's tied up and all those words. And so somehow a brother got hold to the deacons, and then they asked Brother Donnie, and then Brother Donnie got hold to me. And we both was young then. Time has caught up with us a little bit. But we still preach hard. My children, when me and my family come up here with David, Tammy, and Fred at that time, they got to meet Donnie, girls, my daughter did, and all. We just kind of like connected right then. My family would go sit in the car, and I told this, and I hope people don't take this wrong. When I first come here, I'll never forget it. It wasn't in this building. It was in the building over there. And when I came, my wife is, y'all know my wife is real light-skinned, and my kids are real light-skinned, and I'm the dark one of my family. So they brought me in, and when they brought me and my wife, them said, I was trying to find my wife, but she blended in good because everybody in the church was white. And I'm serious. I was looking for my wife and my kids, and I was looking across, and I reckon one of the brothers knew what was wrong to do like that, and I spotted my wife. I felt good. I knew where she was at. And I looked around, and I said, I'm the only black person in here. And it went from that on. And see, a lot of people around the world don't know. They think the night is just something that me and Brother Donnie put together. But I want the world to know that me and Donnie Reagan have been friends for 26 years. And that's not the good part. The good part is time gonna stop, and we're gonna spend eternity together. So he's my friend. And if he's my friend, I know my church love him. And then I found out that Brother Jack told me, I love that fella. The guy that preached last night, he said, I really like that guy. And everybody that's ever met him has fallen in love with him. And So I want y'all to spread the word for me that this ain't a one-time thing. He done been to my church many, many times and has been a blessing to Life Tabernacle. He was one of the foundations of helping us to get our church started. And I can say this, Happy Valley helped me buy a brand new church. All you that gave money and did things to help me get my church started, I'd like to thank Happy Valley now for the time. Thank you for helping me. May my church appreciate it. To you and Brother Donnie, God bless y'all. I don't think I can sing real good, and I'm nervous. I'm shaking all over. I get nervous when I come to pulpit. I want to read something to you. I want to let you know who all visited us this week before we start singing. Brother Jack Duff from Spirit and Truth Tabernacle in West Palm Beach was with us last night. Pastor Reginald Armstrong and Greater Faith Assembly from Columbia. He's with us tonight. Would you give his church a hand? Brother Benny Perry from El Bethel and his church is with us tonight. Give them a hand. Minister Carlos Lipton from Pastor Tim Hume from Gastonia Church. They're here with us tonight. Give them a hand. Brother Caleb Ross, Pastor Daniel Gittendanen from Atlanta was with us. Give them a hand. And the fellow that's standing up in our Life Tabernacle, and a few of them here tonight from Florence, Alabama, give them a hand. Brother Belton and his church family here from Columbia, give them a hand. And Brother Dwight Hall from North Carolina, give him a hand. These are the folks that came to fellowship with Happy Valley Time. Now let's give them all a big hand. Now I'm going to sing a verse of this to tie in with this hymn. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throne around the glassy sea. Until you greet our loved one and crown Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throne around the glassy sea? Means to me. And when at last I seen the face of Jesus, before whose image of those loved ones flee, and when they crown him Lord of what heaven means to me. Everybody say one more time. What will it be when we get over yonder and we join the throne around the glassy sea? And we'll join means to me. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. At this time, let me get out of the way. Let me get a group up here to sing from y'all. I'd like Brother Armstrong group to come give us a song from South Carolina. Come on, Brother Armstrong group.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus,
at the minute. Jesus, you are Savior, you are Lord, and you are God.
There is a name that I love to hear. I love sweetest name on earth. Wonderful Jesus. 'Cause at the mention of your name, every knee will bow and tongue proclaim.
Hallelujah.
'Cause it's the sweetest name on earth. Jesus.
Jesus.
Wonderful Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, yes. 'Cause
at the mention of your name,
every knee got to bow and tongue proclaim. Jesus. Wonderful
Jesus.
Hallelujah. 'Cause you are
Savior, you are Lord, and you are God.
You're the only living 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 God.
We can say that you're the only living God.
You're the only living God.
We can say that you're the only living God.
worship him. The only living God. Not Buddha. Not Muhammad. But Jesus. Let the church say Jesus. Not Buddha. Not Krishna. Not Muhammad. But Jesus. The only living God.
Made me want to shout.
I said it made me want to shout. Kick my heels up and shout. He's God. He I am. You can't beat him and you can't do without him.
Hallelujah. You're the only living God. I know where he live at. He's changed his residence. He left his body in glory for a memorial. But he's here tonight. I wonder, do you know where he at? Here he is.
Do you know he lives in you? Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to ask the Belton brothers to come give a song. Give them a hand as they come.
May God bless you tonight. If you want to know,
if you want to know
where I'm going.
To be with
Amen.
I would really like for Lifetime Alcoholics to sing, but we're not going to do it. We're going to bypass on our church because we're coming back in July when everybody here. I got a few singers with us. I looked at Brother Chisholm. I said, do you think we could do something? He said, his daughter can sing, but I'm going to let her sing for him in the morning. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to let Lifetime and I could pass this time. And I'm going to go to Charlotte to Brother Tim Hume Church before we get the preacher up. I'm going to get that sister to come sing. I can't say her name that well. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Give her a hand as she come, whoever she is, let her sing.
Good evening, saints. God bless you. I just want to say it's very beautiful to be in such a beautiful atmosphere with brothers and sisters in Christ. I had to say we came in today, and it's just been amazing. I mean, just fellowshipping with tons and tons of Christians. So, I mean, they said we could be out doing many other things, but to be together, Christians here together fellowshipping and not out there, I'm sorry, I'm overwhelmed to be in such an atmosphe by the specials and everything. I'm feeling good tonight. I hope you are too. I'm known for singing this song. I heard from other people, but I just want to say one thing. I'm going to sing this song again, Mercy Said No, but I don't want you guys just to listen to the voice. I also want you to join in, but I want you to hear the words of the song. I was just a child when I felt the Savior leading. I was drawn to what I could not understand. And for the cause of Christ, I have spent my days believing that what he had me be is who I am. As I come to see the weaker side of me, I realize his strength is what I'll need. As sin demands justice for my soul, mercy said no. Sent his son to save us. For a cross he built a bridge to set us free. Oh, but deep within our hearts,
is still a war that's raging that makes the sacrifice so hard to see. Oh, it's been I fell on crucifixion day. The light of hope seems so far away. As sin demanded justice for my soul, but mercy said no. I'm not gonna let you go.
Let us stand.
We're going to be leaving after the service Lifetime and Acker Will. But I want to say this. Thank you for your hospitality. From Lifetime and Acker to Happy Valley, we appreciate it. It was outstanding. The fellowship was great. Y'all made us feel like we was home. And I imagine every church could say that tonight. We appreciate the way y'all conducted everything. And to the pastor and his wife and to the whole church, thank you for your hospitality. Let's give the church a big hand. And I hope my church will understand that sometime I didn't preach, but I put my heart in it. We didn't get the same, but we'll put our heart in it and let others bless us this time. But our time will come. We'll ride this trail again.
Brother Louis,
amazing grace. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like. Whoa!
up in the bird. Bow.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. I'm just ready to get right to the word. I want to thank God for each and every one of you. I want to thank God for Brother Donnie giving me this opportunity to speak to you. We'd like to greet you all in the name of the Lord. Amen. And appreciate Brother Fred. Amen. Let's give him a hand clap. Amen. For everything together. Amen. I appreciate the saints coming from South Carolina, some from Atlanta, Georgia, from Open Bible Tabernacle. And thank God for having my wife here and all the saints. I believe the Deacon Elliot and some of the deacons that come, Brother Smith and Brother D'Angelo, all y'all. May God bless you. Amen. Also, I want to thank God for all the ministers in the house. Let's give them a hand. Pastors. Glory. Amen. Amen. Now, got all the preliminaries out the way. Let's give a hand to the one we came here to worship. The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory. As you're standing, you have your Bibles. If you will, let's turn to the book of St. John. The book of St. John. Verse 1, chapter 19. Brother Bradham said, if you ain't nervous, something wrong with you. Talking to the bride of Christ. Amen. St. John 19. Okay, if you've been doing it for 30 or 50 or 60 years. Amen. St. John 1, 19. He says, and this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias? And he answered, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. Then said they unto him, who art thou that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, making straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And if we go over to the book of Acts, just a short reading there, if you will. Acts chapter 1, very familiar. Sorry. Acts chapter 2 and verse 15. For these are not drunkards as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see vision, and your old men shall dream dreams. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for blessing us to be here tonight. Lord, I pray that you would bless every heart. And Lord, as we come here in the name of Jesus Christ, you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you'd be in the midst. Oh, Lord God, I pray that you would move us out the way, that the Holy Spirit will have the preeminence. Lord, your prophet said, what is a gift is getting yourself out the way. So, Father, I thank you now. Bless your children because they're here to hear the word of God. And heaven and earth will pass away, but your word is eternal. So I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, you're here. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. 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 Some of you may be seated. My subject I want to talk about is let the message have the effect in your life. How many believe that we have a great message? Amen. Amen. And you're in the end time, And we are part of that message. We are the attributes of what God spoke in this end time. And if this message, if we let it have an effect on us, it will do exactly what it did with Brother Branham. It'll do the same thing with this bride. Because we are part of that word. We're not just Christians, we're sons and daughters of God. And I believe we come from God and we go back to God. Listen, I ain't just coming just to preach a message, but I come to let you know this message must have an effect in your life. You say, I'm a Christian, but God want the word to do exactly what it says, and he want us to be a part of that word. Because if he said something in the word, I don't care what the Pope say, I don't care what anybody else say, the word is right. Glory. And if we like it, whether we don't like it, it doesn't make any difference with God. God want us to believe the word. I like to stop here. I don't care what this United States, the bishop, the news reporters say. If the word says something, then we rest on that because we anchor our soul on the word of God. Amen. There's nothing else that we can hold ourselves on but the word. Everything else is going to fail. Notice I want to bring something here. The prophet said here, Brother Branham says here, he says now in time of decision, he said, brothers, listen, there's no time to linger. It's time to make a decision. What kind of effect has the message made on you? In other words, it's time to make a decision. What kind of effect have this message made on you? Listen, we ought to be so happy to come to church. We ought to be glad to hear the word. If God says something about cutting hair, oh, don't get quiet. Whatever he says, this message comes to have an effect in your life. Amen. That's what we're following it for. He's the same yesterday. Today is forever. You believe that? Glory. A little while, Jesus said, the world won't see me, but you shall see me, for I will be with you, even in you. At that day, what day? That's this day. At that day, the world order don't see me, but you shall see me, for I will be with you, even in you. And he is what? In his bride. God is in the bride. Are you listening? The word is in bride form. You are what people are looking at. You are what people see Jesus Christ. You are the word made flesh. There was no bride until he was spoke a bride. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Notice, I want to take some that the word had an effect in their life. You know, I see Christians in the last day, you know, a lot of murmuring, can't hardly make it. A genuine believer, ain't no such thing, can't hardly make it. They're overcomers. In every age. In every age, he said, he that overcometh. How did they overcome? They overcome with their message. How's you going to overcome and say Satan? You overcome with your message. Not with your education. Not with how smart you is. Not with how money, much money you got. You overcome with the revelation of the message for your hour. That's how you overcome. Are you listening now? At every age, God give them something to overcome with. Glory. The word of God will defeat the devil any place, any time, anywhere, under any circumstances. And that's what the devil don't want us to understand. This is not a word of a man. This is the word of God. You are not eating on the flesh of some man, but you're eating the bleeding, bloody word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hello. Glory. Listen, Brother Branham says here, an indictment. He says, they crucified the effect of the gospel upon the people. He said, with their creeds. That's crucifixion. That's the crucifixion today. That's why people, you know, can't hardly make it, murmuring and complaining. They got one of the greatest messages. Listen, he said, today, the public is set. He said, they set there in their morgues called churches, denominations, and draw a line of creeds, and that has no word. The word of God can't have the effect upon them because they condemn the very thing that Christ said he would take, that would take place in this day. They condemn what God said is going to take place in this day. That's why the word can't have no effect. Brother, sister, I don't care what the world say, what anybody say. Let me stop this. What they say about the prophet, that prophet was thus saith the Lord. God give him a message to do what? To deliver the bride. Yes, sir. And that message must have an effect on you. They overcame by the messenger for that hour. They overcame by the word. How many know Jesus Christ is here? Somebody say, oh, well, I don't feel it. He said, well, two or three are gathered together in my name. There am I in the midst. It ain't got nothing to do with you feeling. It ain't got nothing to do with you seeing. He said, I'll be there always, even to the end of the age. Glory. We got to take the word just like it said, because we're part of that word. Glory, we are part of that word. Brother Bram said in Masterpiece, I'm just belaying a platform, glory. Said in Masterpiece, he said, listen, Michelangelo caught the vision of what Moses looked like. He caught it in his mind. And what was in his mind, he saw how Moses looked. He was a sculpture. You know, he said he was inspired. Glory. And he caught what Moses looked like, and he picked up the rock or a stone or whatever. And he started working on that stone. And he kept working on it because the image in his mind, it was reality in his mind, but it had to come before him. Glory. And so as he began to work on that stone, you had plenty of people probably said, listen, Michelangelo, I don't see no Moses in that stone. All I see is a rock. Let me stop here. People may not see that you are the bride of Christ, but God is working on a bride. He is chopping himself out of bride. And no, regardless, oh, let me say this. Sometimes we murmur and complain about one another. Glory. But let me tell you something. God is going to have him a bride. And there's going to be somebody that's going to be like Enoch. There's going to be somebody that's going to be like Rebecca. Because God never leave himself without a witness. So he kept working on it. He kept working on it. He didn't care what anybody said. He kept working on it. They couldn't see it. Maybe they can't see the image what God forming in you. But let the word keep working on you. You may not be what you are, glory, but you ain't what you used to be. Glory. We got to let God have his way. Are you listening now? We got to let God have his way. Glory. And if you let God have it, I don't care. God has the power. You listen? God has the power to transform. He always takes nothing and makes something out of it. Oh, you might get mad. God don't have white people. He don't have black people. He got sons and daughters of God that's born of the Holy Ghost. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. Hello. No, I didn't make no mistake. I didn't make no mistake. We are Christians. Yes, sir. We belong to another kingdom. You believe that? Glory. Our kingdom can't be shaken. What can America do? What can the Pope do? We have received a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Cannot be shaken. Cannot be moved. Yes, sir. That's what Paul says in the book of Hebrews. Glory. What we have cannot be shaken. It won't be moved. Glory. God ordained for the foundation of the world. He predestinated us. Glory. There's no other age you could have been in but this one. Glory. So you might as well just stop. Make up in your mind that whatever come in this age, I got to face it. It's a challenge. And I'm built for this age. And I'm built to take it. Lord, let the word have the effect in my life. I want this message to be a part of me. Yes, sir. Oh, no, I ain't just feeling good. I believe what I preach. I ain't just trying to get you excited. I'm telling you, you better let this message transform you into the image of Jesus Christ. Glory. And discerning the Lord's body. That's why we got a lot of people sickly among us, because they don't discern the Lord's body. What is the Lord's body? He ain't talking about communion. He's talking about discerning what the word is doing for your day. Glory. Glory. With the end time. Michelangelo, he caught that vision. He kept working on it. He kept working on it. And as he began to sculpture out Moses and he saw a great big image, what was in his mind, he carved it out. He saw it so beautifully. He looked at it in mind. He was looking at his creation. And as he saw that big piece of marble standing there with a rock, 10 years later, here come a big monument of a man, what was in his mind. And he looked at it. And I want to tell you, it had such an effect on him. It had such an effect on him. He said, there's got to be a human being. This got to be real. He took the hammer and he said, speak what it was. It has such an effect on him to see what he made right there in the rock that it made him get beside himself. How much more when Jesus Christ see his church in the blood of the word in which he promised, what that ought to do for him? That's why I said, why cry? Speak. It must have an effect in your life. You're walking with God ain't based on somebody else. They might be a quarter. You might be a silver dollar. Both are money. Both are money. But God might want you to just walk well like a dollar. They may can't go no higher than that, but are you listening? You got to let the word have the effect in your life. Glory. Let church say amen. I believe the word down in Memphis, Tennessee. I believe we're in Tennessee tonight. Glory. So it must not be so bad. Glory. But down in Memphis, Tennessee, how many know the story? This lady, she had a son, a black lady, and she was worried. Her son was sick. He was dying with a social disease. And she says, Lord, I found my place in the word. I've been affected by the Shunammite woman prophecy. I found myself. I have a son like her, but I found myself like the Shunammite woman. But Lord, where is your Elijah? What? She was affected by the word. She was affected by the word. She saw herself in the word. I found out today, people see themselves in the trials. Oh, don't get quiet. You got to see yourself in the word. Glory. It had such an effect on her. She didn't know Brother Branham was in town. But God knew he was in town. And God didn't tell him nothing. God, he got ready to get his suitcase, get ready to go back. God said, keep walking. I thank God for a man that's led by the Spirit, that knows the Spirit of God, that knows what God won't done with the word. He said, keep walking. He said, what, Lord? God didn't ask him. He said, just keep walking. Glory. They got there. She had been praying. She had been praying. Glory. She wasn't on the telephone gossiping about what was going on with her son. She was home praying. Are you listening now? She wasn't telling all her Facebook friends about her son, sickness and social disease. She was praying. Lord, my son. Hello. A lot of y'all come. I hope this has an effect in your life. Lord, let church say amen. Amen. She was praying. God said, keep walking. She got up 4 o'clock that morning. God told her, stand away. Dew all over her. From the dew that morning, it was about 9, maybe 10. All of a sudden, here come a preacher walking down the road. And she looked at him. She said, good morning, Pastor. Said, how you know me? She said, because I know you was coming. She could have said, God spoke to me. And God told me to stand here because what? I'm like that Shunammite woman and I asked him where Elijah was. And therefore, I am part of the prophecy. Hallelujah. Are you listening? Brother Branham said, listen, when he walked in that house. Are you listening? When he walked in that house, he said he could tell that there were some prayers made in that place. He said he could tell, you could feel God. Are you listening now? When you walk in the house, glory, they didn't have 1,000 channels she could turn to. that she can feel out of. Are you listening? Do you realize 15 years ago, you couldn't ride around with no VCR, DVD player in your car, but a prophet stand here. He said, listen, that is a sign of the time. They'll be riding on the street watching television. Uh-oh, don't get quiet. I hope this prophecy have an effect in your life. Oh, what we do, we get right down there and ride on it. Don't realize that, listen, he's telling you, you right at the coming of the Lord. The message must have an effect in your life. Brother Brad said we can hear it, we can believe it, we can sympathize with it, but until we do something about it, it will do you no good. Hello. Glory. Preach hard. People get all upset. Brother, you in one of the greatest battles ever fought. Your soul is like a chain hanging over hell. And a chain is as strong as we can lick. Oh, devil don't care you look pretty. He don't care you got money. People think they can rest on money and all this. You can't rest on that. Glory, what you better rest on your soul. There's only one thing going to catch your soul. That's the word of God. Jesus died that you might have a right. And a pardon is not a pardon unless it be accepted. You've got to accept what God says. Whether we like it or not. Listen, God ain't going to take his word. Hey, listen. Brother Bam said he's not going to take the word to fit you. He wants you to come fit the word. And God, he ain't going to change for you. He don't care if you're the president of the whole nation. God ain't going to change for you. You must change to fit God's word. And this message didn't come. Oh, we had a lot of quotes. I've been here a long time. Everybody quote this. Prophet said this. Prophet said that. But then you better listen to what the prophet said. He had a life worthy of the gospel. Hello, glory. You said this is Easter time when he rose again, brother. You know what Brother Bram said? And it is the rising of the sun. Going, he said, it's a dual sunrise. What it was back then is all right. But what are you? We got to rise in this end time. But to be the word made manifest for this hour. Hello. Glory. Glory. She had something in her house. She had more than TVs and magazines. And cell phones and all this here. Glory to, it's all right, glory, but that's a knowledge of good and evil. Sometimes people don't know how to manage things. Uh-oh, don't get quiet. They don't know how to manage their time. Don't know how to manage their gadgets they get. Glory. Are you listening? You got to be a super manager in this age. You got to know when God wants his time and you don't have no time. Are you listening? It's God's time. Let church say amen. Oh, when I start crying, get a little quiet. I ain't got to it yet. Go ahead. But that's where it is. Nobody don't tell me how to live. Go ahead. Are you listening? Go ahead. God don't tell you how to live. You won't be living then. Because what he said, I am living for, I'm alive and forevermore. And I have the keys of hell and death. Jesus Christ. The same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Brother Branham told a story about this here young master musician. He was going to have his recital. How many heard the story? And he got there, you know, and he had been trained, no doubt, many years and so forth. And he says, when he got on stage, he just played so beautifully. Did a wonderful job. Every key, every note, everything was just so perfect. And after he got finished, the people stood up and they was applauding. They were just clapping. He was just standing there. And they said, he noticed that he had his eyes way back in the balcony. And everybody just applauding. And they start thinking, well, why he's not accepting our applaud? Go ahead, Brother Bram said it like this. He said, it didn't matter how much the people were applauding, how good they thought he was. He wanted to know, was what he'd done, was he pleasing with the master? And if the master was pleased with him, then he was all right. Glory. You better keep your eyes on your master, which is Jesus Christ. Glory. He's the one that you must make sure he pleased. And he says, when the master stood up and started clapping, the young man bowed and he gave out a raise. Why? Because Jesus is our master. He's the king. He's the Lord of God Almighty. That's the one we live for. We don't get into no church tradition, creeds of men, doctrine and so forth. We into the word. Glory. One time Jesus coming. That was a centurion soldier. And I just want to dramatize it. And no doubt he wasn't there to, Jesus drew a lot of crowds. I don't think he was there for religious purposes. I believe he was there sent by the Roman government. You watch this man, because he draw a lot of crowds. We don't want no uprising. And the centurion soldier just watching Jesus, and he saw how he took the word and he casting out devils. And the word, he was raising the dead. And while he was just speaking the word, and the centurion soldier saw that, my, he says, there's something different about this man. And all of a sudden, he got a messenger coming running and running to him and running. And he got up to him. He says, oh, he said, your servant. He said, your best servant, the one that's been with you all these years. He's at the point of death. He's dying. He's dying. Say, he don't have long to live. And that centurion soldier, he got quickened. He walked over there to Jesus. He says, can you heal my servant? Jesus said, listen. Jesus said, I'll come and I heal him. He says, no. You don't have to come. I've been, in other words, you've done affected me. I seen what you've been doing. I seen how you handled the word. You don't have to come. You just don't have to come to the house. He says, speak the word only. My servant will be made whole. What it was being around Jesus, seeing him in the word, it had such an effect on him. And that's why this message should have an effect on the bride. Because he saw. Glory. He saw God moving. Listen, there's not a generation that had God manifested like we have. Hallelujah. Done the same thing. As it was in the days of Noah. As it was in the days of Lot. So shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they built, they planted, they bought, they sold until. And Jesus said, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is being revealed. Some of us been in the message, we think, oh God, you ain't in the rapture yet. You ain't in heaven yet. You better press the battle and quit lagging around. I don't care, staying out of church, wasting time. Brother, sister, you better press the battle. Hello. No, it ain't over until you get in the kingdom of heaven. You gotta let the word have effect in your life. Oh, the preacher preached so good. Oh, my church and all this. Listen, God wants the word to come in your life. I notice around as I preach around the country. Are you listening? People don't only repent no more. That's one of the zeals of this age. This age, and listen, I'm wrong. Lord, help me. I want to get it right. I'm sorry. Glory. Yes, sir. Right. You better let the message have the effect in your life, because what? That's the zeal of this hour. So we got quiet. Well, he done something to me 30 years ago and I ain't forgot it. God ain't either. We must. Hearing. Brother Brandon preached hearing, receiving, and acting. All three of those are different. Hearing, receiving. You know what the famine is going to be in the last day? In the book of Amos, he said the famine is in the land. Not for meat and drinks, but for hearing. For hearing. Hearing the word. You hear it, but glory, the word must go down on the inside and transform you. It must change us. We can, my mom and daddy was like this. Then you need the Holy Ghost. Glory. Well, my mama don't speak. You need the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will make you act like Jesus. Not your church. People act like they church. Don't act like your church. Don't act like your pastor. You need to act like Jesus Christ. Hello? Not your church. You need to act like Jesus. Glory. Notice. I got to come on down. Glory. Listen. Brother Brandon says Lazarus was a friend of Martha and Mary. I know that. Even the Bible says. He says. And he stayed over their house and kind of ate. That's where he kind of rested at, you know. And he says when he left that day, Lazarus got sick. He said when Lazarus got sick. Glory. Hello. Don't get quiet. When Lazarus got sick, Jesus went on to send a message. Lazarus, your friend. Glory. Lazarus is sick. After 4 days, Lazarus was dead. Jesus still didn't move. And disciples says, well, Jesus says he's sleeping. They said, well, if he's sleeping, he's doing fine. Jesus said, he is dead. He is dead. But it's a good thing that while Jesus was at Martha and Mary's house, he had an effect in their life. They weren't just cooking them cakes. They weren't just fixing them food. But he has such an effect on their life, they sinned for it. And when they sinned for him, are you listening? When they sinned for him, Lazarus was already dead. And when he come into the, are you listening? When he come into the city and got there with Martha and Mary, they didn't say, well, Lord, it's too late. You should have come here. He already dead. They said, Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, whatever you ask God, I've been affected by the word. Even now, whatever you ask God, God would do it. What was it? They was hearing. They believed it. They didn't care. He was the resurrection. They knew he could do something about their problem. Why? They had been around him. He had influenced them. He had influenced them in the supernatural. Believing. Faith is a revelation. Is a substance. Yes, sir. So even now, he's gone. He's dead, but even now. So whatever you ask God, God can do it. So your brother, he'll rise again. Says, I know he'll rise again at the last day at the resurrection. Martha said, I know that. But Jesus said, listen, you don't have to wait. I could wait to that day, but I am the resurrection. What you see in me now, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth that believeth in me shall never die. Oh, don't put that back there 2,000 years ago. This day, that scripture is fulfilled in your ears. You believe it in him, you'll never die. One time, I was preaching, and you know, sometimes preachers get that day. I was preaching, and I was saying, ain't no old people in heaven, God turn them. You know, I didn't say God turn them back young. I said, ain't no old people in heaven. And Brother Smith had invited his uncle out. He was about 70 years old. So, and I feel like trying to feel, said something ain't right. You know, you're preaching. And he was sitting there on the, about the third row back. And in his mind, he said, man, they, old people ain't going to heaven. I don't need to know what I'm doing sitting here. You know, and I couldn't figure it out. And so after service, I got up and I said, I said, Brother Smith, y'all. He said, well, I'm going to tell you, I like y'all church, but if ain't no old people going to heaven, I need to go somewhere where I can get, because I'm getting old. I said, I forgot to tell him that what God going to turn your body back young again. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And after he heard that, he started coming back to church. I would have done the same thing. Glory. Hallelujah. God turned him back young. Listen, God said, Abraham, Abraham. How many know Abraham was affected by the word? It was just a word. How many know you are the royal seed of Abraham? You're a part of God's promise for this end time. And Abraham, you know, God told him to offer up Isaac. Every time God told Abraham something, he staggered not at the promise of God in unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He didn't even consider his own body, him nor Sarah. He didn't even think about that they couldn't have no children. If God said so, that settled it. I ain't no reason, ain't no think about it, glory. He wasn't, are you listening? He didn't educate it. He didn't try to figure it out. He didn't try to figure where the DNA just gonna come from. He know God said it, and it's got to happen. Amen. That's what believers do. I'm sorry, I'm kind of crazy. I believe it just like that. Glory. Glory. And Abraham got Isaac. Y'all know the story. But I just want to be, it was so, though he had so such an effect on Abraham. He said, offer him up. Abraham knew exactly what God wanted to do. He took him up on the hill. He said, Isaac, we're going yonder and we're coming back. How many know you've seen in the word? He said, we're going there and we're coming back. I want to say it again. We're going there and we're coming back. But God already told me I'm going to offer him up for a sacrifice. But we're going there and we're coming back. I don't know how. But Isaac, when we go up that hill off the sacrifice, me and you coming back. went up there, they made the altar, they made the sacrifice, they got everything, put Isaac in there. Isaac said, Father, we've been coming to church and we've been going, we have never did that. Here's the wood and the fire, but where's the burnt offering for the sacrifice? He said, son, God will provide for himself a sacrifice. What it was, he's Jehovah Jireh. I don't care what you need, what goes on. When the devil come in like a flood, the spirit of God will lift up a standard. God will provide for himself a way of deliverance. Hallelujah. God will provide for himself. God will provide for himself. Sacrifice. And while Abraham standing up there in glory, there was a ram stuck in it, thinking that Abraham went over there, offered that ram up to God. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden that voice called out to Abraham, I want you to notice something. Give me, because I want you to get something here. Abraham. He said, Abraham, Abraham, stay your hand. Now I know you believe me. He had such an effect in Abraham's life. You know what God says? Are you listening? Abraham, God said, Abraham, I'm believing you now. You was believing me, but I'm believing you. It had such an effect in his life that God started believing in a man. God started believing in a man. What's wrong? Ain't going to church. Just say that. No, you're a part of God's eternal being. You got to let the word have the effect. Listen, I don't even want to talk about supernatural things all that happen. Many of you had all that happen here. You know the pillar of fire is here. You know the word of God is here. You know this message has been vindicated. You know it's right. I don't care what anybody outside come and say. This message is thus said the Lord. And we're going to stay with it. Why? Because our soul is anchored to what thus said the Lord. Stay with it. Glory. We don't need nobody outside to tell us what is right. We know it's right. Said, do you believe it? He said, believe it. He said, he didn't say if you understand. He said, did you believe it? Glory. Sister had it right. Glory. Brother Bradley laid down there hunting. Glory. Silver tip grizzly, y'all know the story, but I want to bring it in a way. The message that Brother Branham had been preaching all those years had an effect in Sister Hattie Rice's life. You sit here hearing preaching year in and year out. You better let it have an effect in your life. Because it's going to come a time you're going to need it. Hello, let church say amen. It ain't time to shoot Bonnie. Glory. Bonnie is trying to help you. Some of y'all don't know who Barney is, do you? Glory. Well, Barney is the preacher. He said, well, watchmen, what in the night? Watchmen, what in the night? What do you see? The enemy trying to come. Hello. Y'all know the story about Barney. Brother Branham said they silenced the voice to try to help them. Glory, listen. Some of you, glory. Are you listening? Yeah. I'm going to talk about rumors. Glory. Right. Rumors, rumors, rumors. Glory, you didn't listen to rumors, you need to repent. Amen. We live by reality. Yeah. We live by what's real. Yeah. Hello, glory. Yeah. Amen. Glory, when I get finished, I'm going to call you, make an altar call. You can come if you want to, that's fine. Live, stay there. But I want to tell you this here. You had a great message. Yeah. And the devil tried everything he can. The battle out there is on. But listen, there can't be fighting within and without. Glory. We come in here where safety at. We come in the house of God to let out the pressure. We come here to hear the word. We come here to get in with God where we can feel the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. We walk in our church where the Holy Ghost can overshadow. We drop behind the veil. Hey, listen, when those doors close, you come in behind the veil. In the Shekinah glory of God. That's what church should be. When you walk in there, you're walking in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Church, amen. No, this ain't no game. This word is real. It'll heal the sick, cast out devils, set the captives free, and go. It'll put the devil in his place. The Brother Brown said the devil hate revelation. He hate this message. And then if he hate the message, guess what? Did he hate you? Let this word have the effect in your life. Let it have the effect in your life. Glory. Notice the Samaritan woman. She come, and Jesus, as he was tired, probably get a little rest in here. Come down to the Samaritan woman, come to her. She says, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus didn't ask her a word. She said, "My daughter has a devil. She's thou son of David, have mercy on me." He never answered her a word. Then she said, "Lord, can you help me?" After he begged, after he said a few times, he said, "Lord, can you help me?" And then he turned and said, "Listen, you a Gentile dog, and you coming to me, and you want me to help you?" So you, in other words, you're a Gentile, and he called her a dog. Oh, don't get quiet. Let me say, oh, they call me black. They call me white. They call me this. I don't care what they say. I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. Good. You are what predestinated. Just so long as, are you listening? Just so long as I can get in the presence of the King. Just so long as I can get in the presence of Jesus Christ. He said, listen, this was the Lord himself. He said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and give it to you Gentile dogs. She said, yes, Lord. But I got a little puppy. Every time my children eat, I throw in some crumbs under the table. Said, Lord, glory, can I have the crumb that falls from the master's table? What did it say? That had such an effect on Jesus that she said, your daughter is healed. Glory, she wasn't offended. No, sir, she wasn't offended. Why? Because she was trying to get something from God. And when you're trying to get something from God, can't nobody say anything. Lord, don't make no difference. You're sold out. You want what you want. You know God got it. That's right. Not meat. You take the children's bread and give it to your dogs. In other words, this is the Jews' divine healing. She said, but can I have a little bit of the crumbs? Jesus knew exactly what she was saying. He knew exactly what she was saying. He knew that, and she knew that he was telling her, look, we don't have nothing to do with y'all kind. I don't care, you God. You can call me whatever you want to call me. I deserve it. You deserve it. Good. But this man, he hadn't done nothing wrong. Jesus Christ hadn't done nothing wrong. This man, what have he done? Shame on people. Shame on people. Leave the church. So-and-so offended me. Leave. But listen, Jesus Christ, what have he done? What have he done to you? He died for you. He took your place. Who's worthy? No man. But he come down. God come down to live. Are you listening? Come down and walk among stinking human beings that think they something. 84 cents soaking wet. Some of them got $1 million in the bank and their flesh ain't worth 84 cents. Your soul. Remember. Your soul. Your soul. Your soul is worth more than anything you can get. You better make sure that soul be redeemed. Let the church say, let this word. Let this message. Let this word. Let this message. Let this message. Let this message. You listening to. Let it have an effect in your life. You have apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Brother Bram says nothing is greater than the local elder. He's got to put up with everything. Glory. But we have not a high priest. We have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. God knows what you go through. He knows what I go through. He knows how to cure. He knows how to heal. He knows how to deliver. He knows it all. Glory. And when you come in the house, is there no balm in Gilead?
Is there no physician in the land? Then why are the daughters of my people not healed? Why you still have a problem? God, is there no physician in the land? Hello? Seen the great physician down there. That's Jesus Christ. He's here. I'm just bringing you quotes from the message. I hope you follow with me. Glory. Jesus keeps every appointment. Brother Bradham says, listen, no matter how busy he is, he always shows up. I don't care what you got going on. If you recognize it there, but see what it is. A lot of times, how many minister the message, the unwelcome Christ? God, unrecognized. Sometimes when he comes, they don't recognize him. Hello? I'm going to tell you, you might think this up, but he's here right now. He's here. The Holy Ghost is here. It ain't because I'm saying it. The atmosphere has changed. There isn't what you feeling now. Ain't something what Brother Bradham said. When you talk about him, what he do? He comes on the scene. But you have to recognize it. You have to recognize that he's here. Listen, I'm just gonna get ready to close here. Listen, Laodicea age. Laodicea age. He said, but thank God at this here momentous age that we're in, it's not over. He's yet crying out. He's yet crying out in the spiritual ear. Men and spiritual ear, the men trying to get them to come. He sent a prophet in the land. Once more, God has revealed the truth as he did with Paul in the days of the seventh messenger, in that day of the Laodicea age. It's a message we'll reveal the mysteries of God as it was revealed in the time of Paul. He will speak it out, and those who receive that will be named in the bride. Those who receive that, I want to say, those who are affected by his message, all right, we'll come in the prize. Listen. In the unveiling of Brother Bradham, there ain't no camp meeting stars. Get excited from one camp meet to the other. Glory, no sir. When everything is falling apart, when the family acting up, children acting up, husband leave, wife leave, problems going on, being reproached for the word, talking about you, talking about the church, talking about people, glory, are you anchored? Can you be reproached for the word? Or will you be ashamed of him? If you will be ashamed of him in this generation, he will be ashamed of you. Hello? Are you following with me? Don't care what people say, what they're trying to put all kind of marks, scars on you. Go ahead, stay with God. God approved that you're his son, daughter. He approved that you're his son. He always proves his word. Amen. Yes, sir. I'm feeling good right now. Go ahead. I got to close. I'm feeling like this. I'm telling you, brother, sister, it's time for the bride to get ready. It's time to body change. It's time for that quickening power. It is the rising of the sun. What a resurrection that was, but what a resurrection this is. Let's stand to our feet. I'm not going. This is the shortest I ever preached. God bless you. Somebody want to pray? I'm going to call Brother Reagan. Let church say amen. I got a half a page of notes, but what I want to say to you this here, listen, glory. You let this message have an effect. Just don't come to the camp meeting. Just don't come, oh, I'm in the meeting this next year. God wants you to be transformed. God wants the message to live in you. You become a part of that word. It'll be like Enoch. He walked so close to God that when he walked so close to God, he walked so close to God that God changed him. He took a little walk and he kept walking. He kept walking until what? Enoch left here. Now the altar's open. Anybody? The altar's open. Listen. The altar's open. Don't be ashamed. Listen. There's enough. There's enough. There's enough. There's enough. Been said, you have any problems, you need to get it right with God. It's here. Oh, I said, I don't believe you, Brother Bradham. I don't believe the altar call. He said, but I made a many of them. Listen, something you want from God, let the word, let it have an effect on you. You know, the Holy Ghost is still here. Sometimes people, you know what? They get a nice, sweet spirit in their life mixed up with the Holy Ghost. You can have a nice, sweet spirit. That ain't the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost believes every word. It don't back up off the word. Whatever the word says, the Holy Ghost says amen. And Brother Brothers, if you can't say amen to every word, that's what the Holy Ghost does. Regardless, in this Satan scientific age, man-made creeds and dogmas try to make the word of not effect, but not on the bride. Not on the bride. Not on this church. I don't care what anybody says. Let all the demons of hell let loose, but also all heaven has been let loose out here. What? To do what? To fight those horsemen and devils. Glory. We are the only people. We are the only people that's able to defeat Satan in his own age. Satan's Eden. We have the power to beat him. To defeat him. To defeat him in this age right here. We, the bride, has the power to defeat Satan. Are you listening? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Brother, I don't know how you want to service if you come. Glory. Anyone else have a special need? Glory. We are the only ones after 6,000 years can beat the devil. Took him 6,000 years to get the world to this point. And God have a little group, a little bride, a little church, just a little that got the word that will defeat him at his own game. Amen. Heavenly Father, brother, you want to pray for? I don't know. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Glory. Glory. Glory, glory. Amen. Hallelujah. If you want a special need, glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father.
Oh God, our sister come. You know what she is. She wants the word to have an effect in her life. She just don't want to be running around. She want to get in the word. She want to listen to the tape. She want to hear what the Spirit says to the church. Lord God, Mary, transform. Take her into her life. We thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord. Oh God, we give you all in faith. Lady sister, Lord, from this night forth. She remember, Lord, that she has the power within her to create her own world. Change her circumstances. Change what she wants, because God, the word is in the bride. That's our sister, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We give it to you, Lord. May you touch us.
Soon he'll come Son of God is here today. Has in our heart burned as he talked along the way. Oh, I'm so glad we know. Oh, I'm so glad I've known. Aren't you glad you've known him? Soon he'll come and we'll be gone. The dear friend and I walk down the road. Oh, we didn't know. created me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me.
The more you lift
understand this road I'm traveling down. No more wavering or wandering. Now I'm standing on solid ground, and I know I'm headed to my future home, and the voice I hear is yours alone. Every day that I live, Lord, I love you more. The more that I surrender, the lighter my load. The more that I release my care, just to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Just worship him. Get your mind on him. And I live my voice just to worship you. Oh, this old soul rejoice. My King, in what you hear, may it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. We exalt thee. I'm gonna take a step toward my theophany. One day I'm gonna take another step into my theophany. Don't you know one day that final step is going to set this soul boy free. My theophany, I hear it calling me. It's to say, come up.
Saying, coming down, the master's calling. He surely called tonight, didn't he? Brother from Florida, Jack preached release, and God moved. Tonight, I'm so caught up right this moment, I feel like jumping down there and screaming. Once again, Jesus showed up. He never fails, does he? Do anyone remember the text? I'm this caught right now in a moment of time. What was Brother Ben's text tonight? Do anyone remember? The effect of the word. How many felt the effect of the word tonight? Hallelujah. Give our Lord Jesus a big hand clap. Amen. I promise you, every preacher will have something to preach on next week. Because God said a whole lot just to add to our revelation. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So at this time, I'd like for Brother Belton to come and the group. This is the surprise. Everybody that didn't get a chance to sing from South Carolina and North Carolina, we're going to form a line right up here. And Brother Belton going to sing that song that he sung the last time. He said he already know that song. So those singers, South Carolina, North Carolina, even if some of Brother Donnie people want to come and join us, we're going to make a formal line present, and Brother Belton going to lead that song. Give him a hand as he comes. Praise
the Lord. We've been blessed tonight. Amen?
Amen.
You know, we wasn't planning to be here tonight. I hadn't told Brother Donnie yet, and I didn't tell Brother Benny or Brother Fred either. But I asked my wife, I said, where did Brother Benny go to, you know, at the fellowship there? I said, I want to let him know we're not planning to be here tonight. I'm going to be praying for the services. So we didn't know that we would be here tonight. We were planning to be back. That's why I want to say forgive me of my attire. I only brought one suit. So we are just thankful to be here tonight. We are glad. Truly, we've been affected tonight. Again and again and again. Amen. Amen. And And as they're coming, I just want to say this. We want to thank God for everything and the orchestration of this meeting coming together, and we're glad to be a part of it. And I want to say that, you know, over 28 years ago, well, actually when I was 14, I was looking for Elijah. I was in a Baptist church looking for Elijah. I didn't know who Elijah would be. I didn't know what a prophet was or anything, but since I was 14, I was seeking the Holy Ghost looking for Elijah. Well, 7 years later, I moved with my sister and brother-in-law across town in Columbia, and I seen this man riding, always having had this van, Revelation 10:7, next door. So it caused me to read the whole book of Revelation when I seen that. And that man was Brother Benny Perry riding around with Revelation 10 and 7. Amen. And one day his brother held up a church age book and began to talk to me. His brother lived next door. And he would visit his brother with that van, Revelation 10 and 7. And one day he said, "Let me take you over to get some ice cream," his brother, James Perry. So he took me over Brother Benny Perry's house. And the ice cream I received was Revelation 10, 1 through 11. And that's the best ice cream I ever received. Hallelujah. And it's still having an effect in my life. Aren't you glad? So we have the devil's answer tonight. Christ is living in us. Amen? Bless his wonderful name. Are you happy tonight? You know, this here message, it affected heaven, the angels. Amen? It affected earth. It affected hell. Amen? Praise the living God. So we are happy tonight. Amen. The key of C.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, a happy day.
When Jesus was. Oh. My sins away. Oh, a happy day. He taught me how to watch, fight and pray. My Lord, fight and pray. And live rejoicing. Yeah.
see our King Jesus. We'll see our Abraham. We'll see Brother Paul. We'll see our Brother Branham. We'll see our loved ones there. What a happy day. Oh, a happy day.
Too loud for some of y'all, but Brother Branham said this is the quietest place we'll ever be. If I didn't have to go home, and I'd cut a step or two. I feel like shouting right now. It's been real good. Hallelujah! I do appreciate it all this time to go now, and I hate to see all these faces. I hate to go, but if we never meet again on this earth, my precious friends, I want y'all to know if I don't see you no more, I'll see you on the other side. Because I'm going to be there. How many going to be there? At this time, I thank our precious pastor, this local assembly, Brother Donnie Reagan and his deacons and church and his wife and children. Let's give them a hand for the fantastic job they've done. Amen. Amen. I appreciate the brothers that got together with me and Brother Donnie and come down and or come up or down. I don't know, we up or down. We the South, we be up or down. Well, okay, we come up then. To be at Brother Donnie's church, I appreciate Brother Benny. Prairie, let's give him a hand. He did an outstanding job, got away tonight. So tomorrow we leave an evangelist in your hand. You know, he's coming behind two powerful sons of God. Let's pray for Brother Chisholm, and y'all, we'll be praying for him. Y'all pray for us on the road. We love y'all. At this time, let us bow our head where we can turn out now. Heavenly Father, it's been such a great meeting here in Tennessee. Johnson City, Tennessee, you met us here, Lord. We thank you for the word that you've given us. Lord God, I pray now that you give us traveling mercies back home. We leave here tonight, Lord, but not your presence. We pray now that you bless this church. Bless the pastor here, Lord. And remember the services in the morning. As we leave here, Father, we love you and we appreciate you, Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. God bless you.
Life's raging sea looked as if I would suffer defeat. As the blackness of night closed off the light, my heart sank with fear. My desperate cry rang out with fright. All I could see was no hope inside. With faith all but gone, I met the one who came looking for me. He came looking for me. He came looking for me. He made a way when there was no way that I could see. When I drifted so far, Jesus was near. Rescue my soul and calm all my fear. Now safe from all harm, I met the one who came looking for me. Oh, Satan had already picked out my grave. His plan had moved forward to put me away. I drifted so far, would anyone care that I'd soon be lost? I knew my destruction was a matter of time. But Jesus appeared and said, this one is mine. Now safe with no harm, he walked through the storm. He came looking for me. He came looking for me. He came looking for me. There was no way that I could see. When I drifted so far, Jesus was near to rescue my soul and come.